Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so excited to chat it up with our friend Casey Johnson. Casey is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator, and she has lots to share with us, and she's joined today also by Megan Langer. She is the owner of the Port of Prescott Hotel, which is opening soon, and we can't wait to hear all about it. So welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. So, Casey, let's chat it up with you first. I know that you just had your annual meeting. How is everything going? And you survived 2020. How did your businesses survive? Are they hanging in there?
Yeah. So I cannot believe it's already February. So we did just have, you know, like everything recently, a non-conventional annual meeting. So we didn't do our typical dinner and prizes and costumes and themes, but we just did our lunch Zoom meeting with some prizes and a special guest speaker with Lisa Holton and her new business life coach and business coaching that she's recently started. So yeah, we had a good turnout and we gave away some prizes. But you know, I think overall we'd have to say that Prescott was pretty fortunate in 2020, from a business community standpoint. You know, we had everyone that obviously made the arrangements they needed to, that closed when they needed to, or went strictly on, you know, for takeout for the restaurants, or, you know, reduced their hours and kept their employees safe. We had a handful of businesses that we were able to support with letters of support for grant applications. You know, we were able to get the information out from the county and from the city on what the COVID restrictions and guidance were to keep everybody safe. We actually wound up with 11 new members that joined the chamber last year, so we were really excited about that, and still able to do some of our virtual meetings and newsletters, and obviously going virtual, you know, our website and Facebook presence increased. We actually wound up with, you know, a new website at the end of last year, and then our new logos, thanks to Christine Engler and Engler Designs. So last year was actually pretty successful despite COVID, and I think the plans we had for the year, but I think that's just where we're excited to get started for 2021. You know, half of our members have already sent in their renewals, and so we're on the right track to sort of get ramped up for 2021.
And I'm sure that people are very encouraged by the way the economy maybe looks like it's turning just a little bit.
Most everybody is open back up and are fully staffed or back to full hours. Weather doesn't help right now, but I think with Valentine's Day and some of the spring break coming up in March, and then we turn around with April and May, and we're practically at summer. I think everyone is in a good spot. We've got restaurants like Muddy's opening back up March 1. We have a new restaurant, the Two Rivers restaurant, that should be opening. They're hiring for some management positions and, you know, wait staff within the bar right now. So, you know, that's a good sign that there's a handful of, the local businesses. I just actually got a few requests today, whether from the school district or from Hinkle, or you know, a couple places that are wanting to list job openings at the Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. So I think yes, I mean, I think it's very encouraging. And then obviously we couldn't be more excited to have Megan Langer and her new boutique hotel, the Port of Prescott, opening middle of March, which is just an industry area that we so desperately need, so that we can make not just Prescott a pass-through town, but that people can actually a destination, come hang out on the water, come hang out and check out what Prescott has to offer. And we actually have places for people to stay now. So we're excited for Megan's new venture.
Megan, congratulations to you. I want to hear more about your hotel, and I want to hear also the behind the scenes, because you have more than one property. Is that correct?
Yes. This is, oh my goodness, I think my eighth or ninth property. This will be my eighth property that we've done, and then we actually bought number 9. That'll be the next property, but we're going to hold on to that one for a little bit. So yes, this is not a new construction, is not a new adventure for me.
So tell me a little bit about the hotel itself. Where is it located, and how did the idea to come to Prescott come about?
It's located right on Main Street or Broad Street. It's a corner lot at the corner of Orange and Broad Street. I love old buildings. That's something that I've preferred to do is I love to buy old houses or old buildings and then fix them up. And I have had my eye on this building for about 18 months. This process actually started ago. My profession now is I rent cabins and boats in Polk County. So I'm already doing sort of the vacation rental hospitality / construction industry. So when this property came on the market, my husband and I looked at a couple of different options. We actually looked at doing condos or apartments in it first, but those are residential uses and we can't do those in a commercially zoned property. So in the state of Wisconsin, if you rent out 5 or more rooms, you can be, you're legally a commercial hotel. So once I found that out, I used my experience with the vacation rentals, which I still do full-time, to space plan out how to get a minimum of 5 rooms into the space so that we could use the commercial, the rules and regulations. But I'm using the existing kind of software and knowledge and systems for my vacation rentals to manage it, if that makes sense.
It does. So tell us what the hotel will be like, please.
We wanted something more upscale. We wanted to have a lot of fun design-wise. So there are 6 rooms. All of our rooms are named after rivers. You don't stay in suite number 1 or suite number 2. You can stay in the Croix, the Kinney, the Mississippi, the Rush, the Vermilion, or the Trimbell. Each of them have a different personality. So other than the flooring and the ceiling that we ran through the entire property to give it kind of a similar feel so that the property flowed together nicely, each room has a different shape, different number of beds, different colors, different wallpaper, different personality. I'm actually sitting on job site right now in the Mississippi, which kind of overlooks the Croix River. And that one is very whimsical. It's got teal and it has butterfly wallpaper and it's kind of where I would stay with my kids. So we have 2 king beds in that for anyone traveling with children. I thought that'd be kind of fun. The Rush is more of a romantic room. It's red and it's pink and it's navy blue and it's designed for what I would envision a husband and wife or a couple or 2 people or even 1 person, because I joke with my family that that's my room. When you can't find me, I'll be there. But it has a L-shaped couch and it has a fireplace accent wall so you can turn on an electric fireplace. It has a view of the river and it's just very romantic and girly and feminine. So each of the rooms have sort of a different personality, a different inspiration, if you will.
So you mentioned that one of the rooms has 2 king beds, your Mississippi room. What do most of them sleep?
So right now, the way we have it set up is there are 2 rooms that are single king. So, and that's another interesting fact, all of the beds in the hotel are king. I don't have anything smaller. They're all king beds. And that comes from my experience in the vacation rental industry. You know, I've never had anyone complain that a king bed was too big.
Right.
I've had people complain that a queen is too small.
Yes.
So it just feels indulgent to me to be able to jump into a big fluffy bed. So we have 2 rooms that are single kings, and they will always be single kings. I have 2 rooms that will open as double kings. And then I actually have in the design plan 2 of the rooms that are singles that can and will be converted to kings if that's what the clientele wants. So some of this stuff is, you know, you can put all of this time and effort into designing the space, but your clientele are going to tell you what they want. So, you know, in my mind, I have 3 young children. So to me, it just seems so smart to put double king suites in. But I've had a lot of people say, what is a double king suite? And why would anyone want to sleep that? I would never sleep with another couple. And I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. So we're going to have to see what the clients want, what sells out. So if the singles sell out, then we'll leave it with 4 singles and 2 doubles. And if the doubles sell out, we can convert it to 4 doubles and 2 singles.
You know, I think that's great that you're keeping your business plan open to what the need is. But I do think that it's going to be a huge hit. I don't think there's anything like this in the area, a boutique hotel. It just seems like it's going to have a really fresh feel to it. What about food? I know there's lots of great restaurants in Prescott. So do we take advantage of them, or do you serve us snacks or coffee, or how does that work?
At the basic level, each room is going to have what we call a coffee bar. So it'll have a nice Keurig-type machine with different options for tea and coffee and hot chocolate. And at the bare minimum, you're going to be able to have a really nice cup of coffee in the morning, because that's important to me. We have joined forces with the kitchen table, and the kitchen table will be our formal room service. They're actually going to be hooked into our system and vice versa, so that when you wake up in the morning from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., 7 days a week, you can call kitchen table and order room service. You're going to be built right into their POS system, so that their employees will literally come over to the hotel. They'll have an access code to the front door, but none of the rooms, and they will knock on your door with anything off of their full menu. And they're also going to do craft mimosas and Bloody Marys. So if you have a wedding party or something you're celebrating, you will be able to pick up the phone 7 days a week and order mimosas delivered right to your door. And then Wednesday through Sunday, starting at 3 p.m., Lucille's will take over. So Lucille's is going to do the exact same thing. Anything on their menu, including bottle service for wine, you can order, and Lucille's will deliver it right to your door on a table. No takeout, no plastic silverware. It'll be a formal dish with the metal cover, glass glasses, and metal silverware. And then when you're done every morning, you know, part of our job will be, as crews, we will come in and we'll clear that away and return it to Lucille's or to kitchen table.
Megan, this is so well thought out.
Thank you. This is incredible.
Okay, seriously.
This is exactly what Prescott's been missing. So
no kidding.
Excellent.
And Megan,
I have to tell you, I've already reserved rooms for family for graduation this summer. So you can go ahead and book online. People need to take advantage of this. It's so needed.
Absolutely. And Megan, what about your room though? Because that sounds like that could be my room. Could we share?
So my room is called the Rush.
Okay. Okay.
So when you walk in, you'll be looking at a nice, large L-shaped sofa, so you can sit in the corner, you can grab a book, you can put your laptop, you can grab a glass of wine. The view from the sofa is going to be an accent wall that has it's got a full mantle, so we can decorate it for the holidays. Nice big screen TV above it. If you want to watch a little TV, you'll have electric fireplace that you can turn on. If you look to the right just a little bit further, you'll see we have this really neat custom, they're granite windowsills, but we had it made so the windowsill actually comes out. So you can sit in a chair and you actually have a desk that's built into the window so you can look out onto the water, or you can jump in the king size bed and have a good night's sleep. So yes, that is my room. I'll show you. We're going to have some open houses coming up for people, so I'll make sure to invite you and I'll show you that room.
Oh, Megan, this just sounds incredible. Casey, how fun is this for you as with the chamber to be able to tell other businesses about what's coming, or tell other businesses in other communities about what's going on in Prescott? This is fabulous.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I think partly a goal for this year, for 2021, is to reach a little farther, right? So it's not just Prescott. We're working with Pierce County, with the Economic Development Corporation, about a tourism website. They're applying for a grant to support something like that, so that you get these day trippers and these overnights to come. And so, you know, we really need to expand beyond our areas. So I think that, you know, having this lodging option, we also have another Airbnb option, a couple Airbnb options in the area too now, and then a whole home that one of our newer members has purchased called the Prescott House. It's one of the first houses on the, when you drive into town on the left across the bridge there. So, you know, it is probably just the greatest thing for our goals for this year, you know, like I said, to try to get out beyond just the Prescott community. And so in order for our businesses to thrive, you know, we need people to come in. We need the tourism aspect. We need people to just, instead of stopping through and grabbing a bite, they need to stop and stay and take advantage of the other stores and restaurants and really spend some money there.
Megan, tell us what you knew about Prescott before you purchased your business here.
Well, I'm actually from Prescott. So I've been a part of the community for, I believe, 4 years now. My husband and I graduated high school in Ellsworth. And shortly after starting our family in Ellsworth, we moved to Prescott. So we've been in the area, let's just say, quite a while.
So what else do you want to tell us, Casey, about what's going on in Prescott, please?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're waiting for some of these restrictions. I know vaccines are starting to be, you know, handled through the school, the county, some of the older, our elderly, you know, so I think just getting back to some normalcy, whatever we can do with the chamber to get ready to hit the ground running and start promoting what our members are doing. I know, you know, Lucille's has already planned some summer outdoor music. You know, there's a million and one things going on at Freedom Park, and with Israel, you know, having a full year under his belt here almost, and stuff along the bluffs and the trails. The city's been working on, you know, the riverfront plan for the last little bit here, so hopefully some of those renovations at the dock happen for this summer. You know, we've been in touch with the Hastings Chamber to try to get our bike tour up and going again, so maybe come May we can do our bike tour from the Prescott Chamber over to the Hastings Chamber across the bridge, you know, so truly, you know, it's already February, it'll be summer before we know it, and, you know, hopefully things are sort of turned the corner and, you know, kids are back in school virtually and hybrid or, you know, hybrid, and then we get through to the summer here and can really start promoting some stuff around town.
Absolutely. And Megan, you're shooting for a March 15th opening. So if people want to get a sneak peek, though, what's their best way to do that right now besides, you know, pounding on your windows?
Which some people have done this past week. it actually happened today, but that's okay. It's actually great.
That is great.
I popped in and asked for a tour, and I was like, sure, come on in. So we have a Facebook page. I try and post 3 to 4 videos a week where I'm literally taking you through a tour and showing you the process. That would be probably the first and easiest way to kind of take a peek is our Facebook page. We do have a website that is up, but because we don't have our photos done, you know, it's sort of a shell, but it has calendars. And as Casey pointed out, we already have people reserving rooms, so you can do that via the website, which is theportofprescott.com. And then I would highly recommend following the Facebook page because that is where we will do the videos, the updates, photos of, you know, furniture and stuff as that's coming in. But that's also where we will announce the open houses. So we intend to do a number of open houses just because we've had so many people curious and interested on it. We'll do one for local businesses that have been supportive. We'll do one for friends and family. We'll do some for some locals to just kind of sneak in and take a look.
It's really exciting news. Congratulations to you, Megan. We wish you great, great success. And Casey, thank you for all you do for the city of Prescott. This is really fun. Our guest today, Megan Langer, and she is the owner of the Port of Prescott Hotel, which is opening soon in Prescott. Visit them online at theportofprescott.com or their Facebook page. And our other guest is Casey Johnson. She's the coordinator for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Ladies, have a great rest of your day, and thanks for taking time to update us of all the good things going on in Prescott.
Thank you.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.